News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
A mother is warning parents to be sure that sunscreen gets a chance to soak in before heading out in the hot weather. Laura Daly said her son was screaming in the shower after suffering second degree burns and needing hospital treatment after getting sunburnt after just a few hours at the beach. And she joins us now on News Talk Breakfast. Laura, first of all, I hope Rian is OK, but can you just tell us, how did it come about that he got so badly burnt?
Well, I think it was because he was in the water. He spent most of the time in the water. He was in the water for over 3 hours. Each time he came out, we reapplied the sun cream. I made a fatal mistake of not actually making him sit and wait 5 or 10 minutes to let it dry in. We only waited like a minute and I said, "You're grand, go on." You know, okay. I mean, it's a very stupid mistake on our behalf.
I'm sure you're not the first parent to make it, but I suppose you think that was the deciding factor, that because he was in and out of the sea, the sunscreen was being washed off repeatedly, and so therefore, even though you were applying it, he didn't have the cover.
Yeah, well, we didn't realise that we should actually sit for 5 to 10 minutes and let it dry. I mean, we know we should let it dry in, but you know, after a minute or two, you're like, okay, go on, you're grand.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've seen it happen across the board everywhere.
Okay.
You know, I just feel that it's very important to let it to soak in for 5 or 10 minutes before you get back into the water.
Like, because you thought you were doing the right thing. Poor Rian was taken to hospital with the burns. I mean, did you get a fright when you saw how badly burnt he was from the sun?
Yes, I did. I was in work and my mum called me and she said, "Laura, I think he's more burnt than you actually believe. Can you come home?" Because I spoke to the doctor that morning. She said, "No, you're doing everything right. He's fine. He's not nauseous. He's not this, that or the other. He's okay. Just keep doing what you're doing." But then when I looked at the extent of the burns myself, I said, no, this is not right. And I brought him over to A&E straight away. Like,
and what did they do for him there?
They put on the burns gel packs for him and she gave him pain relief,
okay,
stronger pain relief.
Okay. And tell us, how is poor, I mean, he's only 15, he's only a lad. How is poor Rian doing now?
Rian's absolutely fine. He's up bouncing around already. I mean, he still has the burns, but the burning feeling and sensation is gone now. But the burns gel worked really well
on him. You know. And I suppose the bottom line is, if you had advice for people out there, because a lot of us on these sunny days are going to the beach and then our kids will be in and out of the water. And even though, as you did yourself, you were applying the sunscreen and thinking you were doing the right thing, you know, it didn't work out. But if you could advise people, what would it be?
Sit and make them wait 5 to 10 minutes and let it soak in before they go back into the water. I do believe that sun cream does work. It's nothing to do with the product we used. It's nothing to do with anything. It's our mistake. Make people sit. Make your children sit and wait the 5 or 10 minutes out before they get back into the water.
Yeah.
It's lethal. And obviously we're not used to this hot weather either.
Okay, thank you very much for that. That is Laura Daly there, whose son Rian, who we wish a speedy recovery to, was very badly burnt, having worn the sunscreen but was in the sea.